Blog Talk Radio.
And we welcome you in to the Blog Talk Radio studios. It is Monday, it is Memorial Day, and we had a heck of a weekend in the world of sports. Let's jump right into this thing. A lot of things going on for the Kansas City Royals. Some things good, some things very, very bad. Two of the three games going to the Royals over the weekend, taking on the Tribe. Yesterday, not exactly the prettiest game in the on the year for the Royals. However, they do get 2 of 3, 6-4 on Friday, 5-2 on Saturday, and then dropping the final contest yesterday, 10-1. The Tribe just absolutely dominated the offense in this game. Danny Duffy, not a good outing. 9 hits, 6 earned runs, only a pair of strikeouts. Duff moves his ERA to over 3.5. You know, when a guy gets rocked for 6 runs, you think, man, that ERA is going to shoot way up. But that's how good Danny Duffy has been this year. Just had a very un-Duffy-like outing. And across the scoreboard, Josh Tomlin, very, very good. On the other side of the ledger, 9 innings, 6 hits, gets the complete game, only allows that 1 run while striking out 3 in this game. The only run coming via home run, Jorge Bonifacio in the 5th inning hit a ball that I think is still flying. He once again crushes the ball and gives the Royals the only run of the game for them. Again, they just get dominated yesterday. But 2 out of 3, man, if you would have told me at this point in the year that they would be fighting to get to 20 wins, that they would be fighting to even have that shot at 20 wins, I'd kind of shake my head. What? Why 20? Why so bad? But they have come on in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, we got to be honest with ourselves, guys. And, you know, a great weekend for the Royals, no doubt. A great weekend. I said this on Friday, and I still stick to it. I think this is the last full weekend, full series, I should say. I really believe that. The last full series that we see this team. I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for that. My inbox is going to be full in a few hours. I know I'm going to get pounded for that. I think there will be trades. I think there will be trades even today. I really think the teams are coming for some of these guys. You know, and I was looking through some of the numbers and just kind of the trade rumors all over the internet over the weekend. You know, who could potentially be going? I think when you really look at it, when you think hard about it, in my mind, there are only of the pieces that have been talked about being moved, the Kelvin Herreras, the Lorenzo Cain, the Eric Hosmers, the Mike Moustakas, you know, all of these names, of those 4 or 5, I think the only one that is 100% locked in Kansas City, I still think it is Mike Moustakas. Mike Moustakas is bringing big hits to this club. He's playing great defense. And we saw on Saturday, after the Eric Hosmer ejection, which, by the way, Eric Hosmer, come on, dude. You know better than that. And that's just mounting frustration from this season. But we saw that Chesler Cuthbert can play first. We know that Brandon Moss can play first. We know, you know, whoever. Yes, it's not Eric Hosmer. I totally agree with that. It's not Eric Hosmer. That's you know, that goes without saying. But are they really right now? Okay. 21 and 28. They're 6.5 games back. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. 6.5 games back of the Twins. Still have some games coming up, I believe, in next week with the Twins. So still a chance to close this gap. I just think right now the Royals have to be, if not sellers, at least with their ears open, at least with that phone. And you have to believe that the phone in Dayton Moore's office is just ringing off the hook right now. Who can we get? Where can we get them? What do you want for them? I really think of all of those names that I listed, at least two of them will be gone. I think that's a foregone conclusion. I wouldn't be surprised, and this has been rumored for a couple of weeks now, I wouldn't be surprised to see a package deal for a couple of these guys, whether it be a Lorenzo Cain and a Kelvin Herrera, whether it be I think Kelvin is going to be a big piece. I think Herrera is going to be the main guy. I think he is the first gone. And it's a case of, what are we going to get? What are we really going to get? And so far in his stint with the Royals, what can you say about Dayton? There has been, of all of the trades that he has made, I think there was one that I would really question. There was one. But outside of that, the way Davis trade paid off, both of them paid off for the most part. I think Jorge Soler still has a lot to do with the Royals. I think he has he still is a work in progress. But obviously the way Davis trade from the Rays, we called that the James Shields trade at first. That was the Wade Davis trade. And Wade Davis was dominant for the Royals. James Shields was good for the Royals. Wade Davis was dominant for the Royals. And now all three of those pieces are on to different teams. Will Myers really hasn't been fantastic for the Rays and now I believe the Padres. You know, you have to believe in Dayton. Whether you want to or not, whether you are okay with these trades, these potential trades or not, you have to kind of believe in the system. And I do. I think there will be trades. I think there will be trades this week. A three-game set now with a couple of series this week that are going to be big time for the Royals. They take on Detroit starting tonight. That is a four-game set, actually, with the El Tigres. So we'll see in the next couple of days. I really believe at least by this time Wednesday, maybe even Thursday, we're talking about a major trade. We're talking about a massive trade. If it isn't, I will be flat out shocked. If there isn't a trade for one of the pieces, whether it is Lorenzo Cain, Kelvin Herrera, I've even seen a package deal with Lorenzo Cain and Kelvin Herrera. That's a lot to give up for, you know, 2-1 team. I think that's tough to swallow if you're Dayton Moore. But if you're going to get a big piece, and we know how much Dayton Moore loves trade pieces. We know how much he loves farm guys. And so you may not get a guy that you know right away. This isn't going to be a Johnny Cueto trade. This isn't going to be a Wade Davis. This isn't going to be a big-name trade. This is going to be a couple of very strong farm hands that hopefully turn into a Whit Merrifield, a Christian Colon, guys that can make a can be nice pieces for the Royals. And I think that's what we'll see in the next few days. But as for right now, I think you're seeing the last days of guys like Lorenzo Cain, of Kelvin Herrera, even of, as much as it hurts to say, of Eric Hosmer. I think really and truly the only, in my mind, the only immovable piece is Mike Moustakas, just because of the offense, the home runs that he is putting up this year. I think there are a lot of teams, a lot of people within the organization that want to see potentially Mike Moustakas break that home run record of Steve Alboni. I think that is kind of a thing that they want to get done and just let that stigma go away that, you know, it's only 36 home runs. I think Moose could smash for at least 40 this year. I really think he could break that record and break it pretty well. All right, let's move a little bit further down I-70, a little bit further west to I-70 to Lawrence, Kansas. The Kansas Jayhawks over the weekend gave athletic director Shayon Zinger a nice little contract. He will be around for another 4 years, sticking through 2021. That's big. That's nice for Kansas. As much as we talk about coaches running athletic departments, and I think we see that a couple of places, especially in the state of Kansas. I think we see that a couple of places. I think we see Bill Self running his own program. Shayon Zinger pulls some strings at the University of Kansas, and I think that's well deserved to give him another 4 years. Shayon Zinger will be the Kansas AD through 2021. That coming down on, I believe, Saturday, signed that contract. Actually, yesterday, signing that contract to stay in Lawrence for another couple of years. All right, let's take a look at what we have going on tonight in the world of sports. This is your look ahead, and of course, a lot of things going on tonight. The start of the NHL Stanley Cup, that's where we will start today. The final starting tonight, Nashville taking on Pittsburgh. I'm looking forward to this. I think the term David and Goliath is used a lot. But this is new Cowhand versus old Cowhand. This is a team in the Pittsburgh Penguins that have been there and won that. They have been very impressive. But on the opposite side, you have a team that Young Bucks, they were the wild card. They have pulled off several upsets, gotten a lot deeper in their playoffs than anyone assumed. No one assumed that a wild card team would make it to the finals. That sounds familiar. Let's see. A team that has won multiple championships in the last few years versus a team that has just taken the world by storm as the wild card, and they're playing in the championship. Royals fans, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Huh. Nashville and Pittsburgh tonight, that one starts, the series starts tonight, 7 o'clock NBC is where you can find game one. I'm giving the death blow to them. I'm sure that I'm giving them the death blow. I like Nashville. I really like Nashville. Doesn't win this series. I think they push it. And pushing hard, I think this series goes 7 games. I really think this series goes 7 games. It's all going to come down on PK Subban. And that's, you know, that goes without any Predators series, game, whatever it may be, kind of comes down to PK Subban. But I think his play and whether he can be aggressive, whether he can score, whether he can make some hits, that is what it's going to weigh down. I like Nashville in this. I think they have the fire. I think they have, and we saw multiple fights, big time fights, a couple of injuries going on in those fights in the last couple of series. I think we see that. I think we see a little bit of fire in the belly of the Nashville Predators. And as nostalgic as it would feel for Pittsburgh to win another one, I just think Nashville has it in them right now. And I may be way off base here, but I think this at least goes 6, maybe even 7 games. And I'm taking the Predators in the series. I think they have they can go up and down the ice, and they can play with the Crosbys, with the Evgeny Malkins. I'm sorry. I think they can play as tough as they need to get this victory over Pittsburgh. But again, 7 o'clock tonight, NBC is where you will find the Predators and the Penguins tonight. Stanley Cup Final Game 1 tonight. Also in the in Major League Baseball, going on at Kauffman Stadium tonight. This one, a nationally televised game. Sigh. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. 6:15 at the K tonight. It is the Detroit Tigers coming in for a 4-game set as they take on the Kansas City Royals tonight. Daniel Norris going up against Jason Hamill. Neither of these guys have had a stellar year, both coming off of good outings in their last outings, both of them coming off with no decisions. However, in his last pitching outing, Daniel Norris had given up 2 runs. He gave up 2 runs in that game and went 6 innings for the 4th time this year. That one was against Houston, which, you know, Houston is burning up the world right now. So it's kind of a couple of hard luck losses in the last few games. Jason Hamill has been rocked this year, but mostly that is due to run support. Just hasn't gotten run support. There have been a couple of games that he has lost 2-0. You know, you can't do that. Finally gets his ERA under 6. He got rocked in a couple of those games. Right now, 1-6 with a 5.98 ERA. This has been, and I hate to say it, but Jason Hamill has been the worst offseason signing so far. We talked about how good Dayton Moore was. This one was not a good one. This one was not. Jason Hamill has the stuff. He just can't get it done. And we'll see if that affects them at all tonight. Daniel Norris against Jason Hamill, the Royals and Tigers. That one at Kauffman Stadium. Remember, an early start tonight due to national television. 6:15 from the K tonight, Detroit and Kansas City. KC 21-28. The Detroit Tigers 23-27. Both kind of bottom of the pack right now in the AL Central. So trying to gain some footing, and tonight would be a good chance to do it. All right, that is all I have for today. Have a great Monday. We will be back here tomorrow to take a look at Game 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, plus hopefully a Royals win tonight. Get that series started off against the Detroit Tigers well. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.